Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, every business out there has some kind of byproduct, some kind of waste, some kind of residual from the operation of their business. For, in my case, it's probably nothing more than just some paper. But if I ran a dry cleaners, if I ran a auto body shop, or if I were in the automobile repair business, if I were a restaurant, for example, I would have other kinds of residual, other kinds of waste that would somebody would have to do something with. I would have to do something with. And so there are a lot of small businesses across America that and the world actually that that have these kinds of things that they have to deal with. And in the United States, we have laws and regulations and rules on what you can do and how you're supposed to treat this stuff that's a byproduct, that's a residual of your business operation. And some of those rules are pretty daunting. Some of those laws are pretty onerous and can put you in jeopardy if you violate them. But the good news is the government has created a program that that will help you manage these issues, be in compliance without having to cost you more money than is necessary, and certainly without getting yourself into a bind with the regulations where it costs you a lot of fines, maybe even cost you your business, perhaps even, I guess you could go so far as to wind up going to jail over some of this stuff. Well, we met somebody recently when we were in Chicago who runs the Illinois program. This is a project called Small Business Environmental Assistance Program, and Annette Fulgenzi is the project manager for Illinois. She's also the chair of the National Group of State Programs, and she's here to talk to us about this program. Annette, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you again.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about these great programs.
Well, it's good to have you here, and when I met you, I knew that you had something to say that I wanted my audience to hear. As I said a minute ago, a lot of times when people think of EPA, when they think of environmental issues, just driving around, the average consumer driving around, they think of the big factory or something like that. They don't think that when they pop into their dry cleaners to pick up their cashmere sweater, that the process of treating that cashmere sweater actually produce something that this dry cleaner has to do something with appropriately, did they?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of small businesses have environmental impacts, and they have regulations that dictate how they have to do their business. And there are a lot of costs that are involved also in complying with those environmental regulations.
Painting companies, sorry, construction contractors, printing, if you're a printer, metal companies, if you any kind of manufacturing, and others, and of course restaurants. I'm looking on some part of your list here, Annette. But restaurants are included in this list. Should be included in this list, shouldn't they?
Yes, really. Really any type of business. If you're operating in a facility that's open to the public, or frankly, if it's a commercial or public building, then you're going to have environmental impacts. There's asbestos regulations, for example. Anytime you do work on your own building, you have to have it inspected for asbestos. Even if it's a new facility, it doesn't matter if it was built yesterday. There's still requirements on the books. So restaurants have issues with grease traps they've got to have to make sure that they deal with. So there are a ton of environmental regulations out there, and it's very difficult for small business owners to comply and deal with those regulations and understand how it's printed in the Federal Register. I like to think of our programs as being kind of the driver's ed course for small businesses when it comes to environmental regulations.
Now, for a long time, unfortunately, Annette, small business owners were kind of in what I call the gotcha mode. They knew they needed to be in compliance with something, they would give it their best shot, but maybe they wouldn't always be, you know, do a great job because they're not professionals in that area. For a long time, there weren't people like you out there. There weren't professionals, other professionals who could come and consult with them about these things. And so what would happen would be they'd be doing their business, and one day an EPA person would show up and say, gotcha. And they'd be, you know, found to be out of compliance. They'd be fined and maybe shut down. And it was a really scary time. But today there's plenty of help out there, including your program. And I'm glad to say that the government has done something about this. So now small business owners, and Net, correct me if I'm wrong here, now there's you're only a phone call away from somebody who will help you, even if you're out of compliance, help you get back into compliance as painlessly as possible. What do you think, Net?
That's right. That's the beauty of these programs. And actually, I have to say, this is one time when Congress really got it right. Back when the Clean Air Act amendments came out in 1990, they realized that the impacts of the new regulations were going to hit a lot of small folks that have never had to deal with environmental requirements before. So they were able to put in the Clean Air Act amendments, the requirement that every state offer a business assistance program that will go out and help those small business guys understand what they have to do. You know, we don't want you to have to read the Federal Register to understand your regulations or to figure them out. We are trying to make it simpler. We're making fact sheets and guides where we put in a user-friendly template instead of having to read the regulatory jargon and try to make heads or tails of it, which is no easy task, believe me.
Well, and I'm glad to hear you say it because, see, as I said earlier, Annette, in the past, the EPA guy who would show up just left the 2,000 employee plant, drops by the small business and you know runs roughshod over them maybe, but your job those of your colleagues around the country, your job is to do nothing but work with small business owners.
That's right. We are there to help. We're there for you to call and you know confess those sins and tell us you aren't sure what you're doing the right thing, because we're not there to slap fines on you or to come after you if you tell us that you're out of compliance. So they are great resources. These programs are in all of the states and territories.
Is there one place where we can go and find how to contact the person in our state?
Sure,
is there a national website?
There is a national website. If you go to www.smallbiz-enviroweb.org, they can contact.
Smallbiz-enviroweb. .org. .org. We'll give that out again, folks, in the next segment. Check that out. You're going to be able to find your state contact. For people that will help you with this environmental issue, these environmental issues, stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Layla coming back there from Mr. Eric Clapton. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust and the newsletter and the blog, et cetera, et cetera. Lots and lots of stuff. Hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers now. Hope you'll use that, too, because we built it for you. We built all this for you. And our goal was to make it available to you without cost or barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Annette Fulgenzi is up with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's your new friend. She's not my new friend. We've met before, and when we were in Chicago a few weeks ago. She's project manager of the Small Business Environmental Assistance Program in the state of Illinois. But she's also the chair, right, Annette? You're the chair of the national group?
That's correct. We have representatives on a board, basically a steering committee from all 10 regions. The US EPA breaks up the country into 10 regions, and currently I'm privileged to be the chair. I'll serve for 2 years of that group.
Well, good for you. Thank you for your service. I want to give that website out again. Would you give us a national website?
Sure. It is www.smallbiz-enviroweb.org.
Okay, folks, if you're in any of these businesses or anything, an offshoot of these businesses, painting and coating, construction or contracting, printing and graphic arts, metal fabrication, furniture manufacturing, wood, any kind of paint, solvents, anything like that, dry cleaners, laundry services, body repair, auto repair, etc., and restaurants. There's one omission in your list here, Annette. I mentioned restaurants a minute ago. You need to get restaurants on your list here. The other thing that I thought was very interesting here is you listed attorney in your list of people of businesses that need help. We know attorneys need lots of help, but why do they need environmental help?
Well, you know, these regulations are very complex, and, you know, a lot of small town areas where a small business person goes for assistance, if they don't understand what the regulations are, they'll ask their attorney. So we do frequently get calls from attorneys who are trying to understand these regulations, too, because
right.
It may not be their special area of concern, but they're trying to help their clients.
So if you're an attorney with small business clients, if you're an environmental engineer, maybe you don't know about this group. You know, you might want to check them out. And all right, so can you give me an example of how you've helped a particular small business? Not mentioning names or anything. Can you give us a sort of a profile of what an event would be for you? A visit would be for you.
Sure. Well, let me give you an example of one in Louisiana that I was looking over some of these success stories to give you an example. In Louisiana, for example, they had a company that has fishing nets that they manufacture,
mm-hmm.
and they were dipping them into a coating. Well, they apparently had a visit from an inspector, and they were concerned that the coating they were using on their fishing nets were not compliant. They had
was this an EPA inspector?
Yes, it probably would have been a state inspector. Usually the rules are enforced by the state.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they came in and had concerns that they were having too many were emitting and didn't have a permit for this dip they were dipping these nets in for their coating,
mm-hmm.
to make it strong. So the folks contacted their small business assistance program. Through that assistance program in Louisiana, they were able to find out what the limits are for the coatings they were using,
mm-hmm.
and then suggest that if they just alter their process slightly, they wouldn't be required to have a permit, or they could take limitations on their process. And through that process, they also talked to the supplier of the coatings, who has agreed to try to manufacture a coating that wouldn't be impacted by the regs, that would take them out totally outside of the regulation.
That's a great success story.
It is, and they happen across the country every day.
Cassie and Ed, and you know this, we're so busy running our business, trying to get it capitalized, trying to keep our customers happy, innovate, stay ahead of the competition, deal with a global economy. The last thing we need is to feel like the regulations are against us. Now, you know, we still have to do, if we're in these industries, these businesses, we still have to deal with the regulations. That part of it, you know, we're not going to get away from. But if at least with an organization like yours, small business owners can feel like they've got somebody who's on their side, not against them.
That's right. And, you know, I have in-laws who own a restaurant, and I have a lot of empathy for small business owners, because you don't have to be an expert just in environmental regulations. You have to be also a tax expert, an OSHA expert, you know, all of the different agencies that have requirements for you. You aren't only keeping records. That's the thing, too, that anytime a new regulation comes out, they think, oh, it's no big deal if they have to keep records on this little thing. But
yeah.
You take all of those little things and combine them, and it's really overwhelming for a small business. And,
if I contacted my state, Annette, the person in my state or wherever people may be, if they contact their state person who's your counterpart there, is there any charge for you to come out and work with them?
No. These programs are free. They're also confidential, generally. Some states have formal confidentiality agreements. Other states do it kind of loosely, but the regulators pretty much appreciate what we do, so they see steer clear of our us.
Give us the website. Give us the website one more time, please.
It is www.smallbiz-enviroweb.org.
Thank you, Annette, for being here. Good job today. Will you keep us posted in the future on how things are going?
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the program.
Annette Fulgenzi, ladies and gentlemen, with the Small Business Environmental Assistance Program. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.